This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Number three in studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris,
and Johnson.
And Johnson, you started telling us about a state rep down in Tennessee that is upset about some red light camera operators, and it seems as though he's mostly upset that the money is leaving Tennessee, not necessarily that the money is being stolen from his constituents.
Well, he's got to, you know, take that whole I'm a state rep position, right? I mean, that's, you know, he's a politician. He's going to take every advantage.
Well, as a state rep, shouldn't you be concerned about any money being stolen from your people, not just money being stolen and then leaving the area? You know, these bank robbers, that they're going in and they're stealing money from the banks, and then they're leaving and going to Georgia. They're taking money out of our economy.
Right.
If they would only stay here in Knoxville, everything would be okay with these bank robbers.
We can steal from you just over and over again.
We have a vibrant theater district. Go spend your money there.
No, we're going to take your money from you and spend it there.
So, continuing.
So, you know, again, remember, he said here, I'm going to recap this paragraph. What happens to all of that money flowing to Arizona and Australia, where the two camera vendors Tennessee users are located? The vast majority of it leaves the local economy. Yes, you read that correctly. Australia. In a single year, Gallatin and Murfreesboro collected more than $1.4 million in traffic camera fines. The city sent almost $1.1 million of that money out of the state and country to pay ATS and Redflex. Corruption, bribery, and backroom deals also surround the cameras.
No.
A federal investigation was launched that Redflex, the Tennessee's largest traffic camera vendor, last year, launched against Redflex, Tennessee's largest traffic camera vendor last year. Just this month, Redflex officials pleaded guilty in a federal bribery case involving multiple states. The ongoing case shows Tennessee officials were likely involved in accepting bribes to install cameras across the state.
No.
Traffic cameras have flipped our justice system on its head. When a camera issues a citation, it cites the car, not the individual driving the car.
Correct.
This places the burden of proof on the individual rather than the government. With this precedent, government can accuse you of anything it likes without having any evidence you committed the crime. In committee last session, a Chattanooga police chief testified in favor of the cameras.
Of course he did, because they get easy revenue and they don't have to do any work. Luckily, we don't have red light cameras in New Hampshire, and that's where you can move as part of the Free State Project. We've got Libertarian Wanker, hopefully not a prank caller, wants to talk about the pledge. Libertarian Wanker, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
The pledge. I signed it.
Okay.
Chris, can I ask you a question? You have some associates of yours that have been peddling this nonsense about a Free State Project for the last 10 years.
Okay.
And out of the 20,000 people goal, there's still 18,500 people short of actually having 20,000 people in New Hampshire that would hopefully vote all alike.
Okay.
So, and if they did have 20,000 people in an eligible voting populace of, I think, probably 500,000 people in New Hampshire, it means that it's statistically irrelevant even if they all vote alike. Unless
sure.
Unless voting, of course, with a obvious other majority. So
right.
It's all a bunch of nonsense, but don't you think it's fascinating how your associates talk about they're almost to their goal of 20,000 signers, just as I could go online and sign and mean nothing with actual with intent. I have no intent of moving to New Hampshire. I think it's cold in Arizona right now.
I hear you.
Anyway,
I think there's
what
a.
What's about their nonsense about lying?
Well, to me, this is a misconception, I think, that I held at one point. I'm like, wow, we can get 20,000 people to vote in one election. It's not about voting. It's about being active. And activism takes on different things for different people. So, you know, what I do to make a difference is vastly different from what a lot of people in Keene. You know, I'm more involved in local politics in my town. That's important
cool.
to me.
And, cool. Can I respond
ahead.
To that then?
Sure.
And then you agree with me that all the time that Johnston and Daryl W.P.U. Perry were talking about the Free State Project and 20,000 signers, it's all a bunch of BS.
No, I disagree with that completely.
Then that's how I'm framing it. I just want your audience to know that they're peddling nonsense, and then they take a number of people that have signed a pledge and make it sound like it's something important.
You preach it, Reverend Whitless.
Yeah, well.
What's that, Johnson?
I said, you preach it, Reverend Whitless.
Oh, that's funny. You know why nobody laughed?
Actually, you know they did.
You're not funny.
There was actually, I got a laugh in the room. It was great.
Yeah. Thank you for the call, Libertarian Wanker.
Oh, man, you cut me off. I wasn't done.
No, Chris, you can respond.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I just I disagree with that point of view entirely because, you know, if your goal is to move enough votes to outvote in the system, then you will never succeed. Vermont.
The amount of effect that's already been had with, like, 2,000 movers is...
Right.
Unprecedentedly ridiculous.
Because it's
I mean,
not
constitutional
just...
carry was passed the House again.
The first day they were back in session.
Right, yeah, so it's not just about moving people who are going to vote a certain way. It's about moving people who are going to actively promote the ideas of liberty, and then you have all of these locals that wind up realizing, hey, wait a second, I'm not the only person that thinks this way.
Right.
So you wind up energizing locals as well. There are, I think, like 4,000, or no, it's 2,000 people that are in-state friends of the Free State Project,
right.
Meaning that they would like to sign to be participants, but they already live here. They can't move.
The moment New Hampshire gets a government that isn't a chucklehead statist, it's going to be pretty impressive what happens. Like, just, I mean, major differences could have already happened in this state had we not had successive governors that are, frankly, dumbasses.
Well, yeah. Right. And that will come. And there are, you know, I know a lot of liberty-minded locals. I mean, they are. They have been. They were before anybody with the Free State Project got here. They still are. They're still making a difference. And those are the people that we want to work with, that we want to talk to. And you know, the power of somebody who's motivated by liberty is exponentially more powerful than your average citizen, and that's why it is not one person equals one vote equals one outcome.
Right, and then you've got groups like the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, where they have people that volunteer to read and review legislation. I've already reviewed 120 pieces of legislation so far this year, and those bills all wind up getting scores, and that then winds up going towards what they call the gold standard. That's a piece of paper that's given to all 400 of the state reps telling them this is the pro-liberty position on these various pieces of legislation that are coming before you today. And that winds up, in a lot of cases, influencing outcomes.
And
I just realized, I think that Whitless out there in Arizona, I think he's actually pro-free state. He called in just to have us, you know, to make really poor arguments against the Free State and then have us trounce them and just destroy those ridiculous statements so that it would be, like, even more promotional for the Free State Project so that people, like, would be more interested in moving here. I think he's actually a secret supporter.
We thank him for that. The other thing I would say is organizations like in New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, it's not populated 100% by Free Staters.
Right.
People reviewing the bills aren't, and certainly a lot of the representatives that receive an A-plus rating from that are not Free Staters.
Right, and, you know, the Free State, or rather the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, calls itself a nonpartisan organization. I think it would be more appropriate to call it a multi-partisan organization, because there are Republicans, there are Democrats, there are Libertarians, there are undeclared voters, there are voters affiliated with the New Hampshire Liberty Party.
Occupiers.
There's probably a Pirate Party member of the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance.
Arr.
And, no, not that kind of pirate. Your calls and thoughts, welcome, 855-450-FREE. Yes, this is Free Talk Live. You can find out more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 21 days by calling 1-800-939-8536. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend, is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 21-day in-home trial. 1-800-939-8536. That's 1-800-939-8536.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're Simply Safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. simplysafedefense.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I was just looking at my emails and noticed an email from Perse that says that I saved $26.20 on a new cell phone and new cell phone case. That's a 30% saving. You can save that much, possibly even more, if you go to saveatperse.com. That's all one word, saveatperse.com. And you buy things from Amazon, and you wind up saving money, 20, 25, 30, 35%. I think Ian and Mark Edge have both saved 45% on items. And the catch is you have to use Bitcoin. You can actually use any cryptocurrency if you use the Shapeshift tool to convert your other crypto into Bitcoin. But the person that winds up buying the item out of your wish list winds up getting Bitcoin. Go to saveatperse.com. And save on things that you're going to buy anyway from Amazon. Saveatperse.com. Johnson, let's get back into the story out of Tennessee where the state rep's a little upset that these red light camera operators aren't based in his state and they're taking money out of the local economy.
So I'm going to rehash this last line because you were interrupted in the middle of it. It was in the committee last session, a Chattanooga police chief testified in favor of the cameras. But was at a total loss for words when presented with the fact that the cameras are unconstitutional, contradict state law, and the laws themselves that allow them in Tennessee are purposefully crafted to try and deny people their constitutional rights. Have you ever received a traffic camera ticket? It comes on an official letter from the city. However, it's not actually the city. It's Redflex or ATS using the city's letterhead. Call any of the numbers on the citation and you get an operator in Arizona or somewhere halfway around the world. Strangely, as if trying to hide something, you won't see a Redflex or ATS logo anywhere on the letter. In fact, it's literally impossible to even speak with an official from the city that is accusing you of breaking the law. Did you know that the state actually prohibits any negative actions being taken against your credit report, driver's license, or insurance if you choose not to pay the ticket? In fact, there is no enforcement mechanism at all. However, if you didn't commit the crime and choose to exercise your right and not pay the ticket, these companies then begin to threaten you on a daily basis.
So, what happened? Is he saying you can't go to court on this?
I guess. I don't know. There's no enforcement mechanism. So he says, I've literally sat in on calls and listened to them blatantly lie to the great people of Tennessee in order to collect their illegally issued fines. Let me be clear, if you don't pay the ticket, there is nothing they can do to your credit, license, or insurance rates. Do note that I am not encouraging people to break the law, but I am simply informing you of your rights because if I do not, you will be lied to and coerced. For the reasons above, I
can they throw you in jail?
It sounds like they can't.
He's saying they can't take your license and they can't affect your credit, but that's not to say that the local police will not come throw you in jail for not paying the ticket.
Well, it sounds like there's no connection between the company and the city in this case. I don't really understand, but I don't know. He says, for the above reasons, I decided to take a stand. My original bill sought to restore your constitutional rights by outlawing these cameras in all forms. Redflex and ATS fought tooth and nail to defeat the bill. We were only able to outlaw speed cameras this year. However, the Constitution prohibits the state from voiding a contract. So Redflex and ATS decided to sneak in into multiple cities and quietly extend their contracts 20-plus years, just days before the law was signed. Almost 75% of the state house and all but one state senator voted in favor of outlawing the cameras. These companies and cities purposefully ignored the voice of the people in favor of profit. The people of Tennessee deserve better, and I will continue to fight on their behalf. So I don't know. I don't know. Maybe somebody from Tennessee. Aren't there people listening potentially in Murfreesboro?
There are. I know that Will Coley lives somewhere down in Tennessee. Maybe if he's listening and has any knowledge on this, he can call and tell us if you do get one of these red light traffic cameras and you don't pay it, can you wind up going to jail? I know this state rep...
If we find out that there's not, there's going to be a whole lot of civil disobedience in Tennessee.
I know this state rep is saying that they can't take your license and they can't affect your credit report, but that doesn't mean that they can't throw you in jail.
Right.
Because that's what happens if you don't pay a fine.
Huh.
If you get... Or they might steal your car.
That's what happens if you don't pay a fine issued by a city or a state, but it's not issued by a city or a state. It's issued by a private corporation.
When I worked hospital security, we issued parking tickets on behalf of the city of Latrobe, right. Pennsylvania. That ticket was issued by the hospital.
Right, okay.
If you had enough that were unpaid, your car would get impounded.
Right.
Right.
But no effects to the credit report or anything like that in that case.
No, because your car gets impounded.
Your car's credit is shot.
Yeah.
My question in this whole thing is, what's the split? That's the part I'm like looking for. I'm like, okay, well, how much does
he probably
this company
doesn't, get? This guy doesn't know what the split is.
Right.
But I've seen other stories, like out of Chicago, to where they found out that they were manipulating how long mm-hmm. the yellow was yellow on the yellow light. Found out that they actually had the yellow under what state law specifies.
Right.
And yeah. they wound up, you know, penalizing the company. And all right, company,
every single,
you have to put this back to 3.0 seconds.
Every
you can't
single
have it 2.9.
Bureaucrat,
and now give us a little bit of money.
Every single bureaucrat involved in that sort of manipulation, like who signed or on a dotted line or had anything to do with that, should go to prison for felony theft. For if you're involved in that, you are stealing from the people who you are running for,
certainly
to the tune of more than a felony amount of money, and they
sense.
Should go to prison, period.
I will actually argue against putting them in prison. Because
then people have to pay again.
Then people have to pay again to clothe, house, and feed them, and they're already...
So you're saying they should be executed?
No.
I think they should go down to the border and help build the wall.
No, I'm saying they should stop getting government funds of any kind, and they should have to find honest work.
Yeah.
And robbing banks is not honest work.
And make reparation.
Yes.
Yeah, I think the total solution here should be that these people should be the who are forced to, you know, that this is how we raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour. We let the $15 an hour, the people who are currently working the jobs like fast food, janitorial, that kind of thing, they're able to move up and get clerical and office jobs, right? And then all the politicians who have done dirty things, they all have to work janitorial and fast food positions. That's what I think needs to happen.
I don't want to pay them $15 an hour to scrub a toilet.
No. I'm not saying they get $15 an hour. I'm saying that they should get the...
You said raise minimum wage to $15 an hour.
For
and
people
then,
who aren't working those jobs. In other words, let the people who are currently working those jobs work clerical jobs and whatnot, and then let the politicians take over those other jobs.
So who's going to train
for
the
free.
Janitors to become
this is
clerical
not an,
people?
This is a, you know, this is a not an actual... Like, I'm not actually saying that this should happen.
I thought you were making an actual proposal.
No.
But we'll work it out.
Now,
we'll figure it out. Don't worry. The robot overlords will figure this out.
Speaking of robot overlords, the drone base operated by the U.S. military in Ethiopia is closing. I'll tell you more about that and your calls, 855-450-FREE or LRN.FM on Skype.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Do you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty? Well, you can do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know people love to read them. You'll inch up a little closer at the red light just to read those things. I know you do. I do. Johnson, I know you do as well. You like the bumper stickers from LibertyStickers.com. They've got the one that says, Barack Obama has fired more cruise missiles than all other Peace Prize winners combined.
I think that anyone that has a vehicle that is not very high value, if you're one of those people, you like a junker vehicle, you like to drive something cheap, or maybe it's just what you can afford, that the highest way that you can elevate your vehicle is by creating your own rear bumper mobile library system, to quote George Carlin. And I used to have, you know, my first vehicle was like a, you know, a 10-year-old Mazda, and I just had as many bumper stickers as I could fit on that thing.
Did they become structural bumper stickers?
Yeah,
were they holding things together?
So go check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at LibertyStickers.com. That's LibertyStickers.com. And speaking of the drone bomber-in-chief, apparently there's going to be one less drone base thanks to the request of the Ethiopian government. The story comes from antiwar.com and says U.S. officials revealed that their decision to close the Arba Minch drone base in southern Ethiopia this week came at the behest of Ethiopian officials who wanted to close a facility that was only intended to be temporary. The Arba Minch base was the only publicly acknowledged U.S. drone base in Ethiopia, and while it was originally supposed to be for surveillance drones, officials say that it also was used for drone strikes against targets in both Somalia and Yemen. The closure is likely to mean the return of U.S. drones to the base in Djibouti, meaning that drones will not be leaving that area, that the drones will not be leaving Africa, they will not be leaving the Middle East, they'll just be launching from Djibouti instead of from Ethiopia. The flights had previously been halted as there were concerns about accidents, but massive upgrades to the base are likely to make it the obvious choice now. As the U.S. looks to increase the number and intensity of its drone war across the world, they've been scrambling to establish such bases, or rather, establish more such bases. The number of bases the U.S. is operating from at any given time is not always clear, and a lot of nations seem willing to host sites only to the extent that they remain secret. So what do you think about this, Johnson?
Chris? I don't know. I find it problematic, Daryl, when you have secret drones launching from Djibouti.
You're rather punny. But I am not launching any of them. It would be the drone bomber in chief, President Barack Obama, who has launched more cruise missiles.
He's launching cruise missiles from Djibouti.
Than all other Peace Prize winners combined. Now, Johnson, you do have something related to the drone war. And it's not about the rising number of drone operators that are becoming whistleblowers talking about the horrible things that they've seen. It's not about the rising number of military veterans that wind up committing suicide because they can't live with the PTSD from doing horrible things.
Right.
No, it's not. It's about giving them praise and recognition for flying remote control airplanes while killing people.
They're killing themselves, right? So, you know, they obviously deserve recognition. That's going to solve the problem, right?
No.
We're just going to give them some awards.
Recognizing murderers with medals and awards does not make them not a murderer.
But obviously their job is really hard.
And it doesn't undo the mental anguish that they have.
But it's a gold star. That totally undoes the mental anguish, right?
No. It doesn't.
A little, like, you know, nice star we draw on their, like, little report card for you killed this many children today.
So what is this? The Pentagon is going to extend some kind of honor upon drone bombers?
Here's what, this story is from the New York Times, so let's hear the flag-waving way in which it's written. For years, the military's drone pilots have toiled in obscurity from windowless rooms at bases in suburban America, viewed by some in the armed forces as more video game players than as warriors. But in a reflection of their increasingly important role under President Obama, the drone operators will now be eligible for military honors akin to those given to pilots who flew over the battlefields of Iraq and Afghanistan.
Can you read it in normal voice now? Because yeah, that voice was really, really annoying.
Yes, and that's how I feel. Whenever I read the New York Times, I'm reading it in that voice, just so you know. The Defense Department on Thursday is scheduled to announce that it created a designation to recognize the service members who had a direct effect on combat operations, even though they were operating remotely. Pentagon officials said, drone pilots are likely to receive many of the awards, but they may also be given to operators who launch cyber attacks. It's way past time, said David A. Deptula, a retired three-star Air Force general who pushed the military to embrace drones. People should be acknowledged and rewarded for their contributions to accomplishing security objectives, regardless of where they are located.
Okay, can we pause here and go back one paragraph to where they said they may be given to operators who launch cyber attacks? I thought it was our government's position that we don't participate in offensive cyber attacks.
Maybe the New York Times made a boo-boo.
Whoops.
No, there are, you know, lots of things that it's quote-unquote policy not to do, but then years later we find out that, no, in fact, they were doing all of those things that they said they wouldn't do.
Yeah.
Alex Jones was right again.
Torture.
Damn it.
Well, current and former military officials have been deeply divided about whether to recognize the drone pilots. An initial Pentagon plan in 2013 to honor them with a Distinguished Warfare Medal was criticized by some veterans groups, which feared that the award would rank higher than combat medals like the Bronze Star and the Purple Heart. Veterans of Foreign War sent a letter to Mr. Obama expressing its objections to the proposed medal. Some veterans have derided such recognition as a geek cross. Defense Secretary Leon E. Panetta announced that the planned medal during his final days at the Pentagon in 2013, but the proposal was scuttled by his successor, Chuck Hagel, amid the fury from the veterans groups. The Pentagon's efforts to recognize the service members who operate from afar reflect the changing nature of how the military uses force. With the American public weary of war, Mr. Obama has relied on drones as the military has moved towards a leaner footprint in its engagements in Iraq, Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Yemen.
A leaner footprint?
It's the New York Times. I should be reading it in the annoying voice.
I know.
And it's the New York Times.
That there are still thousands of troops in Iraq and Afghanistan, and there are, you know, tons of drone bombs that happen in Iraq, Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Yemen. There are also drone bombs.
Right, it's drone bombs. There are no footprints.
And I'm sorry, you said Distinguished Warfare Medal. All I could think was Modern Warfare.
Right.
Like,
right.
I'm thinking video game titles.
Yeah, what do they call that on Xbox?
Medal of Honor.
No, the achievements.
Right.
Achievement unlocked. Played for 3 hours. You get an achievement for some reason.
You killed 13 people at a wedding. Achievement unlocked. Because that's really what you think. I'm joking.
What, are they playing the Game of Thrones game?
But that's actually what happens to where, do a Google search or Bing or DuckDuckGo, but do a search for wedding, Yemen, 13 people killed. And you will find that, yes, in fact, there was a drone attack on a wedding in Yemen that killed 13 people. It was one of these targeted strikes, and everybody that was killed was a civilian. None of the people killed were the alleged target of these strikes. And Johnson, you'll finish telling us about these in the closing moments here momentarily. Possibly time for you and your thoughts. 855-450-FREE.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Are you looking to see-
sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Still time for you and your thoughts in the remaining moments, that is, if you wind up calling in now. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Johnson, you were telling us about a proposal back in 2013 to create the Distinguished Warfare Medal that would wind up going to drone bombers, the people that actually sit somewhere and fly around these remote-controlled airplane, helicopter sort of things, and then fire missiles from them and kill a lot of innocent people. And hopefully we'll be able to get back into that article here just a little bit. But we've first got Tim calling in from Wyoming. Wants to talk about these drone strikes. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, you're talking about drone strikes. What about the American government telling us that we can't fly our one-pound drones or half-pound drones?
Right.
Paying the $27,000 fine. What about
that? I made a joke earlier that Daryl was talking about them closing this drone base, and I said that maybe they didn't get their licenses in time, because that's the thing.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous, and I view it as a blatant attack on free speech, specifically, right. You know, the independent media to wind up covering events safely. To where, right. Could you imagine if some of these riots that have happened in various places, if someone would have been able to fly a drone over the rioting instead of having to actually put their cameraman and their reporter in danger?
Or the other times when New York City police actually just go basically run across a whole street, the five or six officers go across the street and tell everybody on the street when there's something going on. They yell to them, get the F out of the street, et cetera, et cetera. And then people are filming out of their windows. They're trying to prosecute those people for doing that same kind of thing. I mean, what if you flew your little tiny nano drone, your little bitty microscopic drone, and you flew it over there and, you know, hovered around behind their heads or something? And, well, of course, you're endangering the officers, but at the same time, you're getting the information that they're not going to tell you. You're not going to get.
Well, if you've got this thing, you know, 8 feet away from them, depending on what quality camera, you'll pick up the audio.
Right.
And
right.
8 feet away is not going to endanger anybody. Like, it, you know, I could see if you've got this thing 5 inches away from the police officer's head,
well,
yeah, that's potentially
about, you know,
dangerous.
Flying around behind him, but I was joking about flying around behind him. I didn't, you know, actually hover, you know, over the shoulder or something like that. But what, but if, I heard this proposal for the drone operator, Medal of Valor or whatever you want to call it, I think, wasn't that proposed about a year ago or more?
2013.
2013 by Leon Panetta before he wound up leaving the Defense Department, but the idea was scrapped by Chuck Hagel.
Okay, okay. Because I thought I'd, in fact, you guys were, I heard one of you say, you know, Alex Jones was right. Yeah, well, he's right about a lot of things, and people don't want to hear it. But just like when you guys talk, the same thing. If you try and tell people the truth, they want to shoot you down. Like just like a little bitty drone.
Yep. Well, you can use your drones as long as they're not more than 0.55 pounds. And
right. So roughly like, you know, 8.5 ounces.
If you like your drones, you can keep them.
Yes. As long as they're not big enough to actually carry a camera. That's where the cutoff is.
What about the other thing about them is if you have a drone that's that small and that light, the battery pack is going to be so light and so small as well that it won't be able to fly very far or have much, have much range.
I'm hoping in the next five years that changes dramatically.
I've wound up, you know, looking online at some of these drones, and the cheap ones that are, you know, like less than $50, they only have 7 minute flight times.
Yeah, right.
You can't do anything with a 7 minute flight time.
Yeah, I think over the next 5 years or whatnot, though, that's going to change dramatically. I think that we're starting to see some better technology.
7 minutes worth of flight time, but I'm kidding. no, I was going to say, as far now, you guys like, your alternative media, which is great. I mean, MSM absolutely stinks. But what I was going to say is, there's a guy who actually. I think he was one of the first people to fly drones and use them for news footage. I don't know if you've ever heard of him. His YouTube handle is DAHBOO7. Have you ever heard of him?
No,
I haven't.
Well, like I said, if you look him up, he's got a couple or three or four YouTube channels, but he does, he's actually broken a lot of stuff that Alex Jones doesn't even cover some of the stuff that this guy breaks, which is really surprising. And, nobody talks about the Walmart closures or anything like that anymore. And he was one of the people who actually was investigating hardcore about that. So, I mean, are there tunnels underneath them? Do we know? What do we know about it? Nothing yet. Still, basically. So, anyway, that's about
it. I'll check him out. Thanks.
Tim, thanks for the call. Good call. Johnson, let's get back into this article just a little bit, unless, Chris, were you going to add something?
Probably, but I can't remember.
We're not going to talk about Walmart's secret, the product delivery networks underground. I'm trying to remember here where I am. As the impact of remote operations on combat continues to increase, the necessity of ensuring those actions are distinctly recognized grows, said a Pentagon document outlining the changes to how the military gives awards and other decorations. The use of drones has been widely credited with diminishing Al-Qaeda and other terrorist groups, but civilians...
Diminishing? What? Diminishing Al-Qaeda? Okay, yes. I'll grant you that the group known as Al-Qaeda is not quite as large now as it was, but that's not because they are going away.
I love how
it's
the New York
because
Times
they're joining other groups.
I love how the New York Times writes these stories, though. The very next line is, but civilians have also died in drone attacks, fueling anger towards the United States among Muslims across the Middle East.
Yeah, there was
something like
quote.
95% of the attacks, it's like 95% of deaths are civilians.
Yes.
It's not mostly combatants that are dying. It's mostly civilians.
And there was a guy whose family died in one of these drone strikes in Yemen that gave a quote to a reporter that said, the United States military is coming over and they're killing people and they're turning us into fighters because, you know, they have killed our family and we want revenge. Yeah. And it's one of these things to where, you know, the official...
No, they hate our freedom, Daryl. That's just nonsense.
Exactly. The official government story is, well, you know, they hate us, so
they
we
just
have
want to come here
them.
Because we have freedom. So, they want to take our jobs.
Right.
That's what it is.
Walmarts. Tunnels.
It's one of these things to where the U.S. government, or rather those that wind up making policy, they forget that they threw a punch against somebody, and all they remember is, well, he hit me.
Right.
Yeah, well, you hit him before he hit you, but he hit me. I've got to do something. He hit me.
Right.
Okay, well, stop throwing punches, and they'll stop hitting you.
Yeah, and in the case of the United States, it means we've been bullying the Middle East since, what, the 1920s? Something like that. Something like ridiculous.
It's like being in a bar fight and getting mad because somebody hit you in the back of the head with a chair after you threw five guys through a window.
Hardcore interventionism since the 50s, and it's been nonstop.
Since the 50s, but yeah. I mean, there was intervention and things happening
there
well before.
There was overt stuff back in the 30s and 40s, but it's been, like, overt since the 50s.
Yeah. Right.
Just ridiculously overt.
But we're going to fix it in a year. One of these years.
Yeah.
Well, the military has also increased its use of cyber weapons. In 2010, a cyber attack took out nearly 1,000 centrifuges that Iran had been using to purify uranium.
For medicinal purposes, I might add.
And, to that point, that was, what was the name of the worm that they used? Wasn't this the worm that also got loose?
Was it Configure?
I can't remember.
I don't know.
One of these worms that was used to attack against... Iran and their nuclear program ended up doing massive damage to civilian computer networks, too. So, way to go, guys.
Yeah. The new awards, a Pentagon official said, will allow the military to recognize service members who operate other technology that will be developed in the future as military tactics evolve. The Pentagon is also planning to make changes that officials hope will shorten the time that it takes to award the Medal of Honor and to standardize what defines acts of combat valor.
So everybody now, when you sign up for the military, they're just going to give you a participation award. Thank you for showing up. You made it through boot camp. Here's your medal. And now you get to go kill people because you signed up for the military, and that's what happens in the military. You kill people.
Hooray.
Hey, we're out of time for tonight, but we will be back tomorrow online at freetalklive.com. In the meantime...
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with a click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-
1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendover.